Why do I think Donald Trump deserves a Nobel Peace Prize? Well, let me take you back. Remember this from a rally in Alabama in 2017.
When you look at what's going on in the world, you have so many where they don't respect their people. But we want nations that cooperate together to create better for all people. That's what we're all about, all people. And we can't have madmen out there shooting rockets all over the place. And by the way, Rocket Man should have been handled a long time ago. Little Rocket Man. We're going to do it because we really have no choice. And I want to tell you something, and I'm sure he's listening because he watches every word, and I guarantee you one thing, he's watching us like he never watched anybody before. That I can tell you. That I can tell you.
Well, Rocket Man, only Donald Trump could come up with this. He's so good, isn't he? Whether it's Low Energy Jeb or, you know, he puts these names on people and they kind of stick forever. And it seems extraordinary to people that we've gone from him calling Kim Rocket Man and Kim calling Trump old and fat. It seems impossible that we've gone from there to where we are. But you know something? He has shown strength. He has stood up. And I think that Kim would have been just a little bit frightened of him. You know, you've seen now two strikes in Syria, strikes that perhaps people wouldn't have expected of Donald Trump, but I think Kim was genuinely worried. I also think the key thing here is that Trump, you know, when he visited Beijing, he has pressured the Chinese into really acting tough on sanctions. And my feeling is there must be millions of people, you know, pretty near starvation in North Korea. Kim's got to know that unless things change, his own position is now directly under threat. I think Trump has done the most phenomenal job here. It is not a job that any conventional political leader would ever have done. It's a classic outsider. It's a businessman. It's a disruptor. It's somebody who's not scared, who says, hey, do you know what? We're going to make an omelette and we're going to break quite a few eggs in doing so. Remember, South Korea's foreign minister...
I feel like somebody stepped on the accelerator at the beginning of the year, and it's been nonstop since then. Clearly, you know, credit goes to President Trump. He's been determined to come to grips with this from day one.
Credit goes to Donald Trump. Never thought I'd hear those words. So many people appear to have been against him in the international community. But hey, that's a big thing to say. And it's going to make a lot of us, I think, those that have been very sceptical about this president, comments like that, will make him think again. Our foreign secretary had this to say.
If he can fix North Korea, and if he can fix the Iran nuclear deal, then I don't see why he's any less of a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize than Barack Obama, who got it before he even did anything.
So why do I think he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize? Well, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize, not for what he did, but for what they thought he might well do, because he was nice, wasn't he? They all thought he was wonderful. They all cheered whenever they heard his name. What did he achieve? Absolutely nothing. Trump has done far more in terms of international diplomacy than Obama did in 8 years in office. Even if nothing comes of this meeting, the very act of getting North Korea to the table to have these discussions is of itself a terrific achievement. If that meeting goes reasonably well, do you know what? I'm going to try and get a petition of MEPs to support any bid to give Trump the Nobel Peace Prize. Will they give it to him? Well, I tell you what. The international community, the globalists, even if he found a cure for cancer, they'd credit him with nothing. But it's very tough to predict exactly what's going to happen at this meeting. We know they're going to meet at the demilitarised zone. I can already see the two men walking towards each other. I mean, the most dramatic, theatrical stuff that we will have seen in world politics for many, many years. I don't know what's going to come out of this. I think it's very, very tough to tell. I'm guessing that there will be some move towards denuclearisation, a reduction of perhaps warheads that America had got in the south in return for something in the north. The difficulty with all these things, and we're seeing it with Iran at the moment, is you can do a deal, but how do you trust people? Let's not get too excited at the moment about what may be achieved at this one coming together, at this one summit. But there is a remarkable symbolism here. Remember that, the wall, the Berlin Wall. One week it was there, the next week it was gone. Maybe with North Korea, we're looking at a totalitarian regime that is heading towards the end. And maybe, just maybe, Kim is intelligent enough to know that and sees with this US president, there's no more playing games. I hope so. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Farage Against the Machine.